Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is English in the News, I'm Jian Lee. Once in a blue moon. That's what we're going to say tonight on January 31st. We're going to see not only a blue moon, but a blood moon. And also, it's a super moon. And I will explain all these three terms in a minute. But first of all, the phrase once in a blue moon means rarely, that something happens only once in a long time. And so what exactly is a blue moon? This is actually a misnomer. 这其实是用词不当啊。因为 blue moon, 蓝月其实并不真是蓝色的。它指的是一个月里面多出来的那一个满月。通常一个月只有一次满月。The BBC has a good report here that says, when two full moons are seen within a single calendar month. The second is called a blue moon. 他说呢，要是一个月历月，就是一个 calendar month, 就是在阳历的这个一个月份里面，假如出现了两个满月，那第二次满月就叫做蓝月。It is a quirk arising from the interaction of the lunar cycle around 29.5 days and the human calendar in which months range from 28 to 31 days long. 这是因为月亮的 cycle, 就是月亮的一个周期呢是 29.5 天所以 还不到30天。可是呢阳历的每一个月份却是28到31天所以平均起来的话比月亮的周期要多一点点。所以差不多每隔32个月就会出现一次蓝月 a blue moon。
We have two examples from the dictionary. First one, my sister lives in Iceland, so I only see her once in a blue moon. And this is, of course, Iceland is far away, so this person only gets to see his or her sister once in a long time. So he said, once in a blue moon. The second example is a short dialogue. Does your husband ever bring you flowers? Yeah, he does that once in a blue moon.
A 问说啊，你的先生会不会送你花？那回答是呀，是有送过，只不过是很久才一次。这个叫做 once in a blue moon。Now in New York Times, there's a report here. Once in a blue moon, that's neither blue nor rare. 它这个新闻的标题就是 once in a blue moon, 既不是蓝色，并且也并不那么罕见。
Once every two or three years, a blue moon will grace our sky. This Friday, look up and you'll see it.
那这篇报道是在2015年8月的这个是出现了一次蓝月，也就是满月。所以他的这篇报道里面讲 ,once every two or three years, 每隔两到三年，也就是大约32个月 ,a blue moon will grace our sky. 蓝月呢就会在天空中出现。这篇报道就说这个星期五就会出现一次，所以请你抬头去看看。
It won't be blue, nor really as rare as the saying might imply. You might say its specialness is simply that it is extra. The popular definition is that it is the second full moon in a calendar month. A truly blue-colored moon can result following a dust storm or a volcanic eruption when super tiny dust particles refract blue light. That's rare.
这篇报道说这个星期五你可以抬头看看蓝月但是实际上呢并不是真正的蓝色也不像传说中的那样子的罕见但是这一个片语 once in a blue moon 其实他要讲的意思是相当罕见的就是很少久久才一次的但不管怎样这 BBC 这篇报道继续说 You might say its specialness is simply that it is extra 它特别的地方就在说它是一个多出来的满月OK, 这个是蓝月通常它的定义是这个样子就是在一个月里面的第二次满月。那真正的蓝色的月亮是通常是火山爆发或者是发生沙尘暴这个时候空气里面因为有非常多细小的 dust particle, 就是灰尘的分子于是呢就会反折射让这个月亮看起来好像是蓝色的而这个是真正稀有的。
Okay, there's another article in NBC News that's last year, that's in 2017, January 6th. Nationwide, 32 states and 73 million people from coast to coast are under winter advisories, warnings, and watches Friday. In the west, up to 5 feet of snow covered parts of the Sierra and Rocky Mountains this week, causing delays and cancellations at the Denver airport. And in drought-stricken Southern California, much-needed rain fell, but it left one man stranded in the swollen Los Angeles River in Silver Lake Thursday, forcing a swift water rescue. In the south, where big winter storms come once in a blue moon, officials warned people to prepare for the worst. 这是去年冬天的时候，大部分的美国遭遇到暴风雪的侵袭，所以他在一开头就讲，就横跨美国32个州，总共7300万人民都会受到这个 winter storm 的影响。第一段里面就是说，这些人会 under winter advisories, warnings and watches。这个气象局已经发布了 advisory, 就是特报或者是警告或者是要求大家注意的这个天气的状况。然后他就讲到美国西部发生什么事，东部发生什么事，然后南部发生什么事。In the west, 西部呢在山区可能会有 5 feet of snow, 5英尺的积雪，并且会让 Denver Airport, 让丹佛市的机场会有很多的 delays and cancellations, 会有很多的班机延误或者是取消的状况。然后在南加州会下雨，下雨结果造成了河水暴涨，所以有一个人被困在这个河中间，使得救援人员不得不赶快跑去救他。然后在南边 ,In the south, where big winter storms come once in a blue moon, officials warn people to prepare for the worst. 在美国南部很少会遭遇到剧烈的冬天的暴风雨，那这一次会发生啊。他讲 ,big winter storms come once in a blue moon, 就是很罕见的、啊、平常你不会有发生这样子的天气状况。所以呢，官员就提醒住在南部的这些人要 prepare for the worst, 要准备最糟的状况。那今天晚上1月31号不但是 blue moon, 并且还是 blood moon, 因为是月全食。blood 在这里是红色的意思，月全食，月食的时候太阳光仍然会折射或是反射到月球表面，所以它看起来是那种红棕色。它并且也是一个 super moon, 是一个超级月亮，因为今天晚上月球刚好运行到最靠近地球的地点，它看起来会比平常大，所以它同时也是一个 super moon。希望在中南部的观众都能有机会看到1月31号晚上的月全食。Thank you very much for tuning in to ICRT's English in the News. You can also read Chinese and English scripts for English in the News in ICRT's official website. We have one section called 新闻专区 and there is an item called blog. So just look inside it and you will find English in the News. This is Jane Lee.